Hi, my name is Teresa Anderson, and I am your spiritual guide. In a few moments, I will lead you through a guided meditation and visualization all about the Radiance Resort. During this exploration, you will have certain opportunities to explore aspects like your own lightness of being, ways in which to lighten up, and given some ideas to help cultivate your own radiance and luminosity. In order to prepare you for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you are not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You'll want to find a space where you know that you will not be interrupted for the next 20 minutes or so. Turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and trust yourself. If you receive anything, like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something. Note too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after the visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Once you're in a relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you can lay down or sit up. You just don't want to fall asleep. And I invite you now to close your eyes and listen to my voice and just notice your breathing. There's no special way to breathe. Just breathe. And as you are breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after the experience if you would like. If you haven't already done so, now close your eyes. You arrive at your destination at Radiance Resort. Your overnight excursion will take place in a very special, secluded area of the resort. You arrive at the resort after having traveled via shuttle bus through the Rocky Mountains. On the trip up, you had incredible views of mountains, streams, lakes, and clear blue skies. Sienna, who is your tour guide and Radiance Resort host, escorts you next onto a golf cart for the short trip to the north face of the resort. Sienna explains that the mountain entrance into this exclusive part of the Radiance Resort is camouflaged by some giant cedar trees. This was done to create privacy, as this part of the resort was designed for overnight guests only. As you walk around the cluster of cedar trees, you can smell the freshness in the air. And then you see what at first sight looks like a shaft of bedazzling light. Light that's embedded into a section of this north-facing mountain rock. Yet, as you get closer, you see that what is before you is actually a luminous and sparkling crystal elevator. Next, you get into the elevator. And Sienna explains that this elevator has been built and structured using very special crystals. These crystals have a high frequency charge of light energy infused within each of the crystals. The whole structure of this elevator was designed to help those who travel in it to be uplifted in an unusual and bonus way. Sienna explains that if you clearly set an intention to be open to receiving a higher perspective about something in your life that you've been frustrated with lately, like some kind of a dilemma, or perhaps something that you've been mulling over, know that the crystals within the elevator can assist you with magnetizing and drawing towards you something fresh, offering some new ideas, perhaps, that can help to move you through a stuck place in your life currently. All you need to do is set the intention, and then you're invited to reach out to the crystal that is gently being lowered down to you on a satin ribbon from the elevator ceiling. As your hand touches that crystal, your body leaves the ground, and you rise a few inches off the floor of the elevator. This occurs at the same time as the elevator starts to move away from ground zero and leaves ordinary time behind. And now you are entering into rarefied, non-ordinary time, also known as timelessness. Sienna explains that there are three floors to this Radiance Resort. On the first floor is where the special spa pools are. On the second floor is where you will find spa rooms and steam rooms. And on the third floor is where you will find your specially appointed penthouse suite. As well, there is a terrific restaurant that will prepare your favorite meals according to your preferences. This has all been done to enhance and accommodate your overnight stay. Next, the elevator rises on the second floor, where there are expansive and luxurious spa treatment areas. And you notice that the steam rooms are off to the left. All of these features are designed to move you towards more wholeness and well-being through revitalizing experiences that can help to detoxify some of your energetic systems, as well as offer things to help replenish you while you are here. Next, you are greeted and welcomed into a private reception area. There, you are told that you will have opportunities to receive several delicious spa treatments and services. And these services can help to enhance your awareness around self-care, perhaps, and what types of self-care practices you may want to incorporate into your life once you leave this space. Sienna shows you a crystal brooch of a crystal infinity symbol. It looks like the figure eight put onto its side. This infinity symbol, when you touch it, brings a bit of magical energy to it. For example, you may want to touch the magic brooch when you start to consider what-if scenarios. Playing with and exploring several what-if scenarios could be part of your self-inquiry process into dreaming and scheming about what you might want to draw towards you as it relates to you becoming even more whole in some aspect in your life. Sienna gives you an example. What if you did start incorporating something like a deep relaxation practice into your daily life? You could wonder what might develop, expand, or evolve into your life. Sienna invites you to think of the crystal brooch as if it's like a magical permission booster, so to speak, while you imagine what power you have as a co-creator of your life. Next, you are guided into a private serenity room. Everything about this room is comforting in all of the best ways that you like and favor. You can smell the air, and it's infused with your favorite scent. And the robe you are wearing is soothing and cozy, too. Next, an attendant parts a crystal fringe curtain for you to walk through. Funny, you notice that as you walk through the fringe curtain, you felt somehow lighter and less heavy, almost like some anchors or weights had been magnetized and lifted out and removed from some of your energy systems. And you're aware that as you pass through the crystal fringe curtain, the clear crystal beads went from a clear color into a lush spectrum of color with rich pigments of color made up of blues, purples, and colors in between like violets and different turquoises. This is indeed a special serenity room, as a crystal fringe curtain is actually made up of little crystal magnetic beads. Someone patented the design of these beads, for they have the ability to start to pull out of your energy systems some things that you're ready to let go of. And know, too, that the curtain, when you walk through it, activated a spectrum of colors that also help to fortify and protect your energy field, even once you leave this space. Next, you are offered a buffet of choices for a spa treatment that you would like. You have many choices, from a facial to a therapeutic body massage to a pedicure. These are few examples of what is being offered to you. You can choose to have whatever type of body treatment that you know would be the best for you to enjoy. And now you are made even more comfortable as you start to receive the spa treatment of your choice. As you settle into a relaxation lounge chair, it feels as though there are little massage-like vibrations coming through the chair that are gently helping your body to purify and filter things out of your body that you don't need to hold on to anymore. Sienna says that you can ask yourself, what is it that I'm ready to let go of now? And you can just let that percolate. Trust that just asking this question helps to loosen things that are ready and wanting to be let go of. And also know that what is being pulled out and into the lounge chair filter systems are now being cleared away from you and out of this room. Next, you are offered water or tea to drink, and you are given the option of adding a unique edible crystal that will fizz and dissolve once you put it into your drink. This crystal is to help give you more energy and vitality while you are cleansing. After a few more moments of deep relaxation, you are given an opportunity to wash and cleanse yourself in a private shower. You notice the shower stall walls are made up of a deep blue and green, and these crystals look so beautiful, like ocean water that you might see in the warm tropics. Next, you see these words of wisdom now appearing before you on the shower stall walls. Written on the glass, you see these words. See if you can say goodbye to what no longer serves you with gratitude. Next, you notice there is a jar of micro crystal body scrub. And you can gently use this scrub in order to help exfoliate your skin and to help loosen anything that is now being let go of after today's treatments. You notice on the body scrub jar these instructions. Let the water jets in the shower help you to move off what is ready to be let go of. Imagine that what is leaving and being released within you is making room now for more healing energy, more love energy and luminosity for you in all of your life force systems. Imagine that you are now receiving from the top of your head infused water that has been light filled with brilliant life-giving radiance. This is helping to wash over all of the parts of you, the parts of your interior and exterior as well. This is bringing to you a fresh infusion of love and healthy life force. Feel it now for a few more moments. Notice how you feel coming out of the shower. Is there a word or a phrase that comes to mind? If you like this experience, know you have an option to incorporate it into your life once you leave this space. Perhaps in your life currently, you can make a practice whenever you shower to imagine that the shower is removing old, dead energy and purifying and releasing things that you no longer want to hold on to. And you can imagine things leaving you fresh and clean as things wash off of you and go down the drain. Next, you are guided into a new area that you have not been to yet at the Radiant Spa. This next area has 8 specially themed steam rooms. Each steam room is designed to enhance a particular experience that a guest is looking for. And Sienna suggests you put your left hand against the door of each of the rooms, and the room can intuit and sense what is the best match for what you need during this stay at Radiance Resort. The door to the dreaming and scheming steam room is the room that is matched for you today. Before you enter into the steam room for the dreaming and scheming experience, you are handed a crystal encrusted kaleidoscope to look through. The word kaleidoscope comes from the Greek word to look at. What are some new dreams for yourself that you would like to look at? You're invited to look through this new kaleidoscope and its special lens to help open your mind to new, enriching, joyful possibilities of what you can dream and scheme for yourself. As you're looking into the kaleidoscope, you see the initial of your first name. As you focus gently on the letter and the initial of your first name, you feel drawn in and you want to know more about yourself and about your own creative, juicy, and passionate nature. As you start to adjust and move the lens of the kaleidoscope, you sense something is morphing and shifting somewhere within you, perhaps. Then you are guided through the door of the steam room. There you are seated, and as you lower the kaleidoscope from your eye and from your gaze and from your focus, you are becoming more aware of this dreaming and scheming steam room space. The temperature is seemingly perfect for the way it makes you feel so relaxed. The ambience, the lighting in the room is so soft, and there's gently hypnotic music playing in the background. You are a bit surprised, perhaps, how this music seems to be arousing your senses and your curiosity about what is possible in this room of dreaming and scheming. You look to the center of the small, comfy space and realize that you can hear a drip of water, and you look up towards the ceiling, and there you see where the water drop is falling from. And then you focus to see the water drop hit the center of a small pool. And you notice that the water, once it hits the pool, immediately becomes steam, then expands into the air, having been transformed from a weighted drop of water into a light, airy vapor. It's almost meditative watching this cycle repeat before you. There is a voice that you can hear now. It is your own voice. It is speaking to you and asks you, what is a fun, playful desire? A kind of a dream that you would like to initiate now in some area of your life. It has something to do with who you are hardwired to be in this lifetime. It's related to juiciness and aliveness and creative passion. Like the single drop of water transforming into steam, what ways can you intuit that you would like to transform and expand into? What will serve to uplift and lighten you up now? You're given the kaleidoscope again, and this time you look into it with the intention to bring a simple action and new pattern of behavior into your life that can serve you to lighten up. Trust that there are things you can do once you leave the space to cultivate this initiation that you've experienced here in this space. You're given a few moments to relax in this magical steam room of dreaming and scheming. Then you make your way back into the Serenity Room, and know that you can rest here, and that when the time is right, you can come back here to the Radiance Resort to explore part two of your overnight stay. But for now, you're preparing to leave, and you say goodbye to Sienna. She reminds you about some of your experiences that you had here so far. You had the experience of leaving ordinary time and were uplifted when you left the elevator floor. You had the special spa treatments and enjoyed being magnetically cleansed. You had a purification through the chair that you were sitting on, and you also had a cleansing shower. You experienced the power of looking through the lens of the kaleidoscope. Now take a few deep cleansing breaths. And when you're ready, and when it feels right, you can start to wiggle and move your fingers and your toes. And you can take a few moments and make your way back into a seated position. And you can also make time to write any notes or journal if you would like. I would like to thank you so very much for spending some of your time with me. And until next time, I wish you well.